cannot intrude into my abode and desecrate my space with your unclean shoes. You disrespect the sanctity of this holy place by bringing in the filth from the outside. And for that, you shall pay. I'm going to suck your blood. Sorry, sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Seeing you by yourself in this completely dark room. How could I resist this opportunity? Took your time, didn't you? I was wondering if anyone would show up. I've been here for about an hour, and you're the first one to arrive. Do you know where the others might? Ah, I see it in your face. They won't be making it, will they? I'm not surprised. I feel most are too afraid to come to a place like this. Do you think that maybe there's a ghost or a vampire in here that takes its victims and sucks their bodies dry? Of their blood, of course. Don't you worry. I'm here now. I'll keep you nice and safe. Since you just showed up tonight, how about I show my appreciation to you? Here, come with me. I found a nice place for us to spend time together. To really get to know each other. Yeah. Sit on the bed with me, will you, hon? And get nice and comfortable. I brought with me this antique record player to lighten the mood a little. In case anyone was tense coming in. And seeing how skittish you are, I'm thinking I made the right call here. Though, it'd be more fitting than bringing some regular speakers. And gives me an excuse to shout out to you. That's much better. I already feel right at home here. Don't you, dear? You know, I'm really glad you made it here. Even more that you're alone, without the others distracting us. You know, I've seen the way you've looked at me. Your gaze lingers onto me and my features long enough for me to catch you. Of course, I never wanted to say anything. No. In fact, I'm quite flattered that you can't keep your eyes off of me. I know I look and sound much more mature for my age. I can't help but think I might scare men away. But you... No, not you. I can see it in your eyes. That desire. That hunger for me. How often do you undress me with those perverse eyes of yours? Just skip right to the good part. Forget the pleasantries and have your way with me. Your silence speaks volumes, my dear. Fortunately, I don't mind if these naughty thoughts come from you, as I find you particularly delicious as well. The thought of having you in my grasp to keep you warm as I hold you close. I can feel my heart racing from it. I wonder, is your own heart beating just as enthusiastically? Can you feel your blood quicken, coursing through your veins? Do you feel truly alive in this moment with me? I might be getting a bit carried away already. The night is young. Why don't we just take our time? Enjoy together? And don't worry. I'll take care of you tonight. It's my treat for indulging me in this strange little venture. That's it. Just enjoy yourself and relax. No one else. Just you and me. Not a soul to interrupt our precious moment together. I can see how much you're enjoying this already. Even though we've only just begun. No need to be shy around me, dear. Go ahead. Release that cock of yours. Show me what you've been hiding from me this whole time. Just look how hard it is. itches so vigorously already for me. You've really been looking forward to this, haven't you, my dear? How absolutely divine. Let me feel it. It's like I can feel your heart beating from here. I adore this wonderful dick of yours in my grasp. Mine to hold at last. Let's start slow for now. Up as well, wanting nothing more than to see you move about, trying to resist losing yourself completely. I don't mind at all. Make all those sounds or expressions that you wish. I find them so enticing. I wouldn't want to finish you just yet. Understood? I want this to last. to taste these lips of yours for myself. Thank you. wanting more. Please, just hold on a bit longer for me, dear. I don't want you finishing just yet. I know it must be painful to feel it so hard with no release, but I promise it'll be worth the wait. Close your eyes for me, won't you? You've held on long enough, dear. Oh, go ahead. Let go of everything you've got built up for me. Don't hold back. Just let it out. Let it all out for me, okay, dear? Oh, give it all to me. I'm very happy to see it. Wasn't this such an enjoyable moment between the two of us? I bet you won't ever forget that we're still in this little spooky house. Here, let me help clean this up. Hopefully, this will provide you incentive for you to come with me to more places. What do you say? It would be a shame if it would only be me every time. It's too fun to explore these older places, to get to see how things used to be. And well, to know there will be no one else to bother us for whenever we decide to do some more naughty activities. Come here. To head back for the night spots. We'll definitely do this again, won't we? I hope you enjoyed your treats from your dearest mommy. Happy Halloween.